Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 468 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. B. This man Wilson worked on Saturday afternoon most all the time. Oiled up the motor and cleaned it while the factory was closed. Pride, Harry Denham, Charlie Lee, and Fast usually worked there on Saturday, oiling the machinery after they shut down and deferent things. They were not shut off by any doors from going anywhere they wanted in the factory. They were liable to come down and around there any time. I have never seen the doors either to the outer or the inner office of Mr. Frank locked. They have got glass fronts in them that you can see through, and it would not have done any good to have shut them. The windows in Mr. Frank's office looked right out on Forsyth Street. The shades to them are torn up, and they don't amount to much. In the morning, they will pull them down to keep the sun out. When they are up, you can see across the street. Salesmen frequently visit Ed Frank on Saturday afternoons when they came in from their runs without any announcement. I have never known Mr. Frank to refuse to see any of them. It is very dark about the elevator shaft on the ground floor. The shaft is about 10 or 12 feet from the steps. If a girl was coming down the steps, and a man was in that dark place, it would be a very easy job for him to throw her down the shaft. He could grab her before she ever saw him, because she would be looking toward the door. The members of the firm of Montag Brothers frequently visited the factory on Saturday afternoons. I remember seeing Drammen McCrary on April 26th. He came around to see if there was any hauling. I don't remember the time. I never saw Conley on April 26th. If he was there, he was skulking around and hiding. I never saw McCrary talking to him that day. On Monday morning, I saw Opley instead of being upstairs where he ought to be sweeping. He was down in the shipping room watching the detectives and reporters. I caught him washing his shirt. Looked.